Pop culture bios, super singers. Bruno Mars, pop singer and producer. Nadia Higgins. Introduction. In 2008, Bruno Mars didn't want to go home. Back then, he was broke, trying to make it in Los Angeles. He'd almost quit many times, but one thing always stopped him. The looks he imagined on his friends' and family's faces. "I didn't want to come home to Hawaii a failure," Bruno says. Fast forward to a happier day in December 2010. Bruno's laughing his head off. He's driving the Whip, his old Jeep from high school. His band buddies are with him, and he's showing them his old hangouts. Tomorrow, Bruno's performing at the Blaisdell Arena, a 9,000-seat concert hall in Honolulu. At first, Bruno wasn't sure he could handle a show that big. But it's sold out, Bruno says, laying on the swag. Sold out. Next day, showtime, Bruno and his band are climbing onto the stage. They look as if they stepped out of the 1960s. They're wearing matching dark blue jackets. Bruno's hair is swept up in a classic pompadour. Pompadour, an old-fashioned hairstyle with a big poof over the forehead. The guys step into the blinding white stage lights and the crowd goes wild. Above the roar, you can hear the chant, "Bruno, Bruno, Bruno." This is how Bruno Mars wanted to go back home. Chapter 1. Show Kid. Bruno was already into music at the age of 4. Bruno Mars says music is the only thing he's good at. It's the only thing he's ever been good at.